And there certainly was a lot of Taylor Swift going on with the senators yesterday, wasn't there, Dean?
The senators, you know, trying to get to the bottom of this debacle that took place when the Taylor Swift tickets were supposed to go on sale, and Ticketmaster broke down, and you know, now you know, there are investigations about whether or not this monopoly on selling tickets needs to be busted up. So the senators are, you know, doing what they do best, pretty much nothing to try to get this involved. But they have their comedy writers working, because as they were making speeches about Ticketmaster and breaking up this monopoly, they worked in Taylor Swift song titles into their speech. Take a listen to this.
Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
Along with Senator Klobuchar as chair, to be honest, I had hoped as of a few months ago to get the gavel back. But once again, she's chair captain and I'm on the bleachers. So
to have a strong capitalist system, you have to have competition. You can't have too much consolidation, something that unfortunately for this country, as a ode to Taylor Swift, I will say we know all too well.
Yeah, at least none of them said haters are going to hate or, you know, anything like that. Or at least I didn't hear it. Maybe they did. But senators ought to veer away from the comedy while they're trying to solve things. You know, the bottom line is that it is estimated that Ticketmaster controls more than 70% of primary ticket services for all the major U.S. concert venues. That's ridiculous. That's, you know, take a pass on being cute with your Taylor Swift lyrics and fix the problem.
Well, yes, there seems to be a strong kind of campaign to break up the Live Nation Ticketmaster alleged monopoly. And Ticketmaster, the Live Nation people, they say the problem with the Taylor Swift ticket deal, bots, and then there is talk about this resale market, and some people say that they should stop the reselling of these tickets. And I know Jerry Michelson, our friend from Jam Productions here, was there testifying yesterday, and he says because of how big Live Nation is with Ticketmaster, that some of the promoters like Jam have been kind of locked out of putting on shows at many venues.
Yeah, that's true. Some of the smaller promoters, and Jam is not a small concert promoter, but they are at the whims of, you know, Live Nation owns Ticketmaster, so you know what Live Nation says has to go. And if that's 70% of the ticket market, then something's wrong, because at the bottom end of all of that are you and me paying, not only paying for the tickets, but these ridiculous service fees that also are going to these people. It's too much. It's too much.
Live Nation says those fees are kind of set and high because of the artists themselves and the venues. So everybody's kind of pointing fingers at everybody else. And meanwhile, the senators are quoting lyrics from Taylor Swift. So you're right. Let's do something about it.
You said yesterday, I hope Taylor Swift writes a song about all of this.
Justin Bieber is a happy, happy guy this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about $200 million happier, to be exact. He sold the rights to his music yesterday. A company by the name of Hypnosis acquired the rights to his publishing and artist royalties. So let's say Bob wanted to do a movie and use Justin Bieber's music in it. It could happen. Bob would have to pay this company now, instead of Justin Bieber, to use his music. Or if somebody wanted to use it for a commercial, things like that. That's where publishing and artist royalties now go. Billboard magazine says this was a $200 million deal. No comment from Bieber, but he joins people like Springsteen and Dylan and Stevie Nicks and Neil Young and many others, selling the rights to their music. They can make a huge amount of money fairly quickly this way.
So, Dean, who is going to be singing at the Super Bowl?
Well, we knew that Rihanna was going to do the halftime show. That's been out for quite some time. And she's been preparing and getting ready for what should be a pretty amazing show. But they also just announced that we will be able to enjoy the music from Chris Stapleton. He's going to do the national anthem. Cheryl Lee is going to be doing what is called the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And that's what we've got as part of the pregame festivities.
More to come on that. New things to watch on TV. What do you got?
Well, let's start off with a movie that stars Eddie Murphy. It stars Jonah Hill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Who else is in this really funny movie that is called You People? It comes from the executive producer of Blackish, and it's the story about a guy who is Jewish and a woman who is African American. They fall in love, they get engaged, and now they have to deal with their parents, which could be a very tricky dynamic. Neil Long is also featured. It's a pretty funny comedy that will debut on Netflix starting on Friday. Also this Friday, we've got Jennifer Lopez back in a wedding dress again for her new rom-com Shotgun Wedding. She and Josh Duhamel are trying to do a destination wedding. The wedding gets hijacked by criminals. Jennifer Coolidge is in it. Lenny Kravitz is in it. Cheech Marin. It is called Shotgun Wedding. That one is on Amazon Prime starting Friday. We've got the hit MTV series Teen Wolf returning with Teen Wolf the Movie. That'll start tomorrow on Paramount Plus. The writer-director Rian Johnson, who gave us the Knives Out movies, has a new detective series called Poker Face that will debut on Peacock starting tomorrow. Hilary Duff is continuing in season two of How I Met Your Father. That's streaming right now on Hulu. We've got Jason Segel with a brand new series that co-stars Harrison Ford. It's called Shrinking. That debuts on Apple TV Plus on Friday. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is swapping out vampires for werewolves in her new series that's called Wolf Pack, and that will start tomorrow on Paramount Plus as well.
One thing I guess we won't see is the Madonna movie. What happened?
Well, they were going to make a biopic on Madonna. Madonna was said to be writing, producing, and directing it, and then she announced this 40th anniversary tour that she's embarking on this year. It'll be at the United Center August the 9th and 10th. Tickets went on sale last week for that. But since they're doing the concert tour, they decided to hold off on making this biopic for now. The actress from Ozark, Julia Garner, was all set to take on the role of playing the material girl in here. So, sorry, Bob, you're going to have to wait. You want meticulous details of how Madonna got to be the way that she is.
Want to make the Paris Hilton official baby announcement here?
Oh, yeah. Congrats to Paris Hilton. She is officially a mom. She had a little baby boy. And she published, she went on, social media, of course, because that's what you do right after you have a baby, and posted, I already love you more than anyone could love anyone, and posted a cute little picture of her perfectly manicured hand holding, this little, baby hand, which is, so cute. Little baby hands are such interesting things, aren't they? With their little tiny fingernails.
Yeah, nothing like a little baby hand grabbing your finger, right?
That's what this picture is. So congrats to Paris Hilton and her husband, and good luck, young baby boy. You've got quite a life ahead of you.
What are you cooking on TV today?
Oh, I'm doing a kind of a comfort food. It's based on a Middle Eastern dish, which is cooked in a pot, and it's a layer of seasoned rice with cumin and allspice and nutmeg. It's got a very aromatic kind of feel to the whole thing, but it's a layer of rice, layer of chicken, layer of cauliflower, layer of eggplant. You cook it all in a pot, and then at the end, you turn it upside down on a giant platter and pull the pot off, and it comes out like a dome. It's really very pretty, presentation-wise, and it's delicious with those spices, and pretty easy to make, I might add, as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry the injury factor is not super high with this one.
Yeah, but when you turn it over upside down, well, there's a strong possibility of a big mess.
I could be embellishing the suit that I'm wearing right now today. Very true.
WGN-TV in a little more than an hour. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you here tomorrow.
See ya.